Back again now with my friend Joe Schimmel. Pastor Joe Schimmel is out in California. We got to sit down and talk to each other face to face. That's not always something you get to do with people that living that far across. But at the NRB, that's exactly what we did. And it's great having him back on the line today. Welcome back, Pastor Joe.
It's great being back with you, brother. I had a great time chatting with you face-to-face last time. That was awesome.
It really was a good time there at the NRB. Joe, for those of you that did not hear that or may not know who he is a film producer. He's a keynote speaker. He's a senior pastor. He hosts a podcast. And now, one of the things we're going to be talking about right off the bat today, he's a new author. He's got a brand new book out called Sparky, The Broken Mirror. And the subtitle is A Short Story for the Entire Family. That's a big deal to write a book like that. You know, I heard a stat, Joe, that says that, I don't remember the exact percentage, but it was a high percentage of people in America want and feel like they need to write a book, but so few do. And you've made it into that category of those that did. Way to go, man.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny because I've written several books I've just never finished. I finally got one done. I was motivated by my grandchildren. And crazy, Amazon, it's a number one bestseller on Amazon in 5 or 6 categories already.
That is like, crazy.
Wow. It just came out. So I was like, wow, it's crazy.
But oh, my
goodness.
It
came from
goodness.
A deep longing in my heart to reach, and it's for the entire family, as we say, but it's like a children's book. Incredibly amazing art. The art really carries the book in a lot of ways. I was like, wow. That I think really bless a lot of families and really get the gospel for parents that want their kids or their grandchildren to understand the gospel. I don't know of a better illustration, if I do say so myself, and I really believe the Lord gave it to me, than this broken mirror. And we can get into that, I guess. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, the cover is iconic. It's one of those things that you just look at and you go, oh, man, that is an attractive cover. Without a doubt, if this thing shows up in the types of Barnes & Noble or even on the digital pages of Amazon, this thing's going to catch some interest right off because it's so well done.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, like I said, give a lot of credit to a friend of mine. A young gal that was born in our, not in the church building, but her mom had her when she was at our fellowship. And she's just this incredible artist. And I just, you know, said, hey, would you be interested in illustrating this for me? And it's been just a beautiful ride. And she did an amazing job.
Did you have a publisher for the book?
Yeah, actually we're publishing ourselves. Unfortunately, Amazon sets the prices. So we're gonna try to get a distributor ourselves through Amazon, so we could lower. I always try to get things out for as low as possible.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, we can't control the prices right now on Amazon. But that's how it is with most people that publish books.
That's
but
right.
Good Fight publishes the Good Fight Ministries publishes it, and but they're right now running off the copies, so we're trying to run off a bunch separately to lower the prices a bit. But there's the Kindle. I think that's like $4.95. Then there's a paperback, and then there's a hardback.
Yeah,
but I love the story. The story burns in my heart. I'm constantly, brother, you know, as a granddaddy, as a pastor, you tend to tell a lot of stories to illustrate scripture. But as a dad and now a granddaddy, I've always told stories to my grandchildren. They always want stories. And I thought, what would be the best way I could possibly communicate the gospel to them in a memorable way? And brother, with all the confusion in the world with gender dysphoria and everything else, and children not knowing. I mean, it's heartbreaking, but hundreds of millions of kids are clueless as to where they came from, their origins, their creator, what the purpose of life is, what meaning in life is, and what the future holds. And it's heartbreaking, but we know the gospel. So I thought, what would be the most powerful, clearest way I could possibly come up with? And I prayed that Lord would give me an idea to show them how lost we are, where they could be reading the gospel, not even knowing what they're reading until they get to a certain point. And so forth. But most, you know, people don't know we're made in the image of God and that we've fallen. And I actually wanted to show, brother, and this is where, how do you show something so heavy? I wanted to share, I share a bunch of stories I make up with my grandchildren and my children before, but never this was amazing because I wanted to show profound biblical truths of creation, mm-hmm. the fall, you know, God's calling us, discernment, you know, illumination, atonement, you know, sacrifice, you know, forgiveness, sanctification, and then ultimately eternal glorification. The big picture, how do you show that in a kid's book? Well, guess what? We're creating God's image. So I thought, you know what? How can I illustrate how we're creating God's image? And we fell, first humans fell, and we're part of that fall, and that we need to be saved, forgiven, restored, recreated in God's image, and ultimately glorified if we're going to spend eternal life with our Father. So I thought, what better picture than a mirror? Mm. And how, so Sparky is basically a mirror. He's created by the King who represents the Lord God. He's on a palace wall, and the whole thing rhymes. You know, I put little cute little rhymes there. Everything rhymes. It's a fun book as well. Like, for instance, Sparky, as he's trying to find his way, you know, he thinks about becoming a vegetarian, but he loves fish, so he becomes a pescatarian. You know, he's sitting there at the sushi bar. So you have all these crazy, cute little things going on. And he falls because a snake flows into the palace and lets him know that he could be all that he could be, and he could be this great big star. He just needs to jump off the wall because the king is holding him back, you know, kind of what happened in Eden, right?
Mm-hmm.
He jumps off the wall, and great to his, and much to his chagrin, he has this great fall, and he shatters into 1,000 pieces. And poor Sparky tries to climb a ladder, you know, back up to the wall, fix himself because he realized he made a big mistake, but he can't climb the ladder. It's kind of a picture how we can't save ourselves. And then what happens, he proceeds, brother, to go from, you know, one place to another. He picks up all his pieces, you know, he puts them in a big, you know, bag, and he carries that bag on a hobo stick as he goes from place to place trying to get back together again. And he'll go to a witch, and she levitates him, and then he falls. It makes it even worse. You know, the answer isn't witchcraft. One of the fastest growing religions, especially among youth today, is Wicca and witchcraft.
That's right.
You know, because of Harry Potter and all the other things pushing witchcraft. He goes to a guru in the East, and he's told to, you know, meditate on his navel. Finds out that the New Age movement isn't working. He finds out that even well-intentioned people like doctors and nurses, they give him a Band-Aid, that they can't fix a hole in his soul. They can't put him back together again. So he goes through all these scenarios as he goes with his bag of glass on his back from place to place. And eventually, you know, he's just filled with hopelessness and despair. And the idea there is, if you're a mirror and you're broken, how do you fix yourself? A mirror is created by us to reflect our image. And if we're a broken mirror, we can't look inward. We can't go to anybody to be fixed because we have to go back to our Creator. We don't know what we're supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. We're lost, mm-hmm. And that's how we are as humans. We're created in God's image. And I even have little subtleties, like the witch that levitates him. You can see with her black, you know, robe that she's a broken mirror too. The point is that we're all broken mirrors, and we can't fix each other ultimately. It needs to be God that fixes us. So he ends up in the black forest, and he's crying big tears. And she made Sparky so cute, and you just feel for him. And then just then, the king condescends and reveals himself. He sees this great light in the forest, and he recognizes his master's voice, his creator's voice. And his creator comes by, and he clings to him, and his creator begins to reveal himself to him. And he knows his creator because he used to sing and dance on his wall. But he recognizes this is my creator, and he's so happy. And his creator takes the glass pieces, and he slowly puts them back together again. And you see the king's hands are bleeding because it comes at a great cost. And of course, that's a picture of the sacrifice that our great God, our creator, made to put us back together again. Then he brings them back into the palace at the end. You see him dancing with him. He puts him back on the wall. And Sparky, the broken mirror, is restored. And of course, that's glorification, you know, the end. So I've tried it. I really believe the Lord gave me a great way
awesome.
To express the plan of the gospel in a memorable way, in a very revealing way that children could understand. And I really believe that parents and grandparents that share this with their children and their grandkids, honestly, I think this is one of the best ways to share the gospel with people, because I'd use a broken mirror illustration without that whole story to share the gospel of how we're broken and we need to be restored to God's image as a pastor. And it's such a powerful illustration. I've used it for years. I thought, you know what? Wow. It just hit me, you know, as I've been praying, wow, this would be, I just need to put, you know, flesh and blood on this mirror and make him a character and tell his story.
Man,
and I still get excited about the story because it ministers to my heart. And some of the first people that read the book, two people in the same day contacted me and said, "Hey, Joe, this made me cry. This story is so moving." And we're just excited about it. So
I can see why your concept is worthy of some a nomination for an award itself, man. Just your description of it. It's incredible. Sparky, The Broken Mirror. It's a short story. And again, it's aimed at kids. It looks like a kid's book, but it's not going to be enjoyed only by children. I think everyone in the family, I certainly am intrigued by it. And the author's name is who I'm talking to right now, Joe Schimmel, but it's Joseph Michael Schimmel. That's going to be your pen name now. You're using your whole name there, buddy. So we're going to have to refer to you so that people who hear this can look up and get the right name, Joseph Michael Schimmel. And that is S-C-H-I-M-M-E-L. Already an Amazon bestseller, and it's just come out, and it's leading in several categories right now. And man, I love your description, Joe. It sounds like it's going to be a success. I'm sure it will be, and that's really awesome.
Well, I hope so. And you know, it's already been a blessing. That's good, and that's our hope. We want to get children saved. We want to get them to know the Creator. Now, there's a part two plan. We'll see if this comes to fruition. I'm almost done with it. It's intended to, as children get older, a part two is going to come out with the same pictures on one side, but then there'll be a parents page, and the parents page will be a page that will in depth show them, I mean, basically comment on what's going on there. So the parent could read that page and then teach their children discernment. This is why the answer is not, for instance, in witchcraft.
Yeah, right.
This is why the answer is not in this. And here's what this doctrine means biblically. You know what God does when He illuminates us. So, what the atonement is. What Jesus did to forgive us, and how we're what glorification looks like. And beginning, of course, with creation and how we're created in God's image, and then all these scriptures. So what happens for parents? And I tell parents, not every parent, of course, has to homeschool, but all Christian parents should be homeschooling in this sense. Whether you send your children to public school, private school, or whatnot, you need to make sure you're bringing your children up to know the truth. So
yeah,
I wanted to create a book
right.
that would actually help them disciple their children to get them to know the deeper things of the gospel. Now, certainly, godly parents can use this book, and then they can explain those things without the parents page. But I wanted to provide a parents page that would also, as their children get older now they hit, 11, 12, 13, or 9, 10, and that book all of a sudden, wow, they love that book when they're a kid. But now, guess what? They've graduated to understand the deeper things of the gospel. So that's the bigger plan. I always say, well, you do more for the enemy than the enemy than people. We do more for God than people do for the enemy. And there's so many people doing horrible things out there, pushing propaganda, and lies that are deceiving our children. And we need to do things that get our children to understand the truth. And I know, Mike, our ministry, and
yes.
That's what we're all about. And this was a way to basically get the truth into the hands of children, because the enemy goes after them when they're young. And man, I have children, and now I have grandchildren. And I'm like, I'm all over, beating the enemy at his game and pointing everybody to Jesus.
I love it. I had your buddy Chad on yesterday, Joe.
That's what I heard. Praise God.
Yeah, he did a great job, man. It's so much fun to talk to both of you guys. Again, give us the website for your ministry, and then we'll finish up one more time with the details about the book. We're almost out of time here. Give us your website.
Yeah, they could go. I pastor a church called Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California. And the name of our ministry that I've had even before Blessed Hope, which I've been pastoring over 30 years in church, is called goodfight.org. Or you can go to YouTube and type in Good Fight Ministries and see all kinds of videos for free and everything else.
That's right.
Praise God. Thanks for the opportunity, brother.
Oh, this is wonderful. And the book itself, again, it's called Sparky. Let me get it back up again. Sparky, the Broken Mirror. What a great story, and what a great concept. And you can find it. Again, the author is Joseph Michael Schimmel. And you look for it on Amazon. It's right there. Look for Sparky. The guy, the mirror with the cool happy eyes up above the top. And man, it's great checking in with you, brother.
Always great to talk to you, brother. I pray you guys have a blessed week and your audience is blessed in Jesus.
All right, man. And we thank you, Joe Schimmel. And we also, friends, thank you for joining us today on another program right here, Afternoons with Mike on The Shepherd.